Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tomorrow night, before we get to the Nats and Blake Bortles and the Jaguars on our Beltway Blitz, let's kick things off in Ashburn. Craig Hoffman's one of our Redskins beat reporters, joining us now on Grant and Danny. What was on the schedule today? Was it a pretty easy walkthrough day before a game?
Yeah, the easiest of walkthroughs. It's actually over, and it started an hour ago, and it's been over for 15 minutes. So it's basically their normal Saturday, which is typically the closed walkthrough to us and the media. Sometimes it takes place at a team hotel, even if when they're on the road. So very, very easy day. And then they had a coaches clinic, so there were a bunch of local high school coaches that were kind of watching from the sideline. And then some military members were in attendance as well, including Staff Sergeant Andrew Kavanaugh. Sound familiar? Because it's Matt Kavanaugh's son. So that was kind of cool.
Oh, that is neat. Who's back in here for tomorrow night, Hoff, that we know about?
Jameson Crowder told me that he's definitely going tomorrow as we walked off the bubble practice field. He told me he's in. Josh Doctson, a guy that likes words about as much as Grant, like Jay Gruden talking up Ryan Grant yesterday. So he's, I think, going to give it a go, but didn't really give us a whole lot. He said his hamstring is feeling better. He's got a program that he's on. And that, I think, may have been more words that I used to describe it than he did. So we'll have to see for him tomorrow. And Jay didn't talk today, so we don't really have any more updates outside of what he gave us yesterday.
You mentioned Ryan Grant. I am considering, and Danny, I haven't told you this yet either, I'm considering giving him a fresh slate and just not being angry at him for all of his failures in the past. Should I do that, Hoff? Should I give Ryan Grant a clean slate entering this season and just not root against him at all costs because he's just caused me so much hatred and anger and opposite of joy in my life?
I mean, generally speaking, I am for not carrying negative energy. I don't know what Ryan Grant's done on a meaningful Sunday in his career.
Right, has he earned
of, like,
that for
catch
me?
Catch a wide open touchdown pass like once or twice to earn that. I mean, sure, in theory, guys get better every offseason. They can get better every year. And, you know, it's another year in this offense. But, like, that's all the stuff we've always heard about Ryan Grant. I wouldn't necessarily forget everything he's done. But if it can help you be happier, Grant, I think you should go for it for at least 1 week until he falls down.
I'm not going to do it during the preseason because it's not worth it. But in week one, he'll have a clean slate from me.
I always say it's not Ryan Grant's fault that he's Ryan Grant. I hate what he represents. It's somebody trying to explain to me that they're way smarter than everybody else and trying to make a thing that's not a thing a thing.
Hoff,
and I can't stand
we'll
it.
We'll be following you during the game tomorrow night. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
I'll see you at FedEx.
Look forward to it.
Let's talk some baseball. Craig Heist, 106.7, the Fan Nats beat reporter. Craig, how about Edwin Jackson? 7 more clean innings yesterday. What a story he's becoming.
Well, weren't we talking about that just the other day? That's now 3 out of the 5 starts where he's pitched 7 innings. And, you know, he had to minimize some damage early. He had some runners on base. But, hey, 83 pitches over his 7 innings. And once Zimmerman hit the home run in the 8th inning, then it pretty much, left Dusty with the bullpen option, and that's a pretty good option to bring in Kinsler and then Doolittle right after him.
It certainly is. Heisty, what's going on with Daniel Murphy? Didn't look terribly comfortable last night to me. Maybe just because he punched out a couple times. You're not used to seeing that from a guy that's, you know, always on the ball and smacking line drives around the yard, but just didn't look like he was having a whole lot of fun last night in terms of physicality.
I think basically, Danny, it's just the hip probably is bothering him a little bit. Keep in mind, we had all that rain last week where one of the games was postponed. The other game didn't start till 10 o'clock. I think Dusty even gave him a blow for one of those games of the doubleheader. So in that regard, I think, and then a long flight out to San Diego, I think maybe you may see him out of the lineup tonight or certainly one of the day games over the weekend. I don't think it's anything to worry about, but I think maybe the hip is flaring up a little bit on him.
Craig Heist can be found on Twitter. You can follow him before and during all Nats games for information. He's at C-Heist Sports. Give me an update on Ryan Madsen. He goes to the DL yesterday. Activation of Sean Kelly. Is Madsen going to be back in plenty of time for the playoffs?
I think he will be, and I don't think it's too much to worry about. But, you know, the finger, which was supposed to have been a blister, turned out to be a little bit more. It's probably a little bit of a sprain now, and they're taking it cautiously with him, and they want to make sure that he's back in time for the postseason. And, you know, a couple of weeks, I would think, and then he'll be back in there.
Do things turn out to be things they weren't supposed to be with other teams as much as they do with the Nationals?
I don't know, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why we get so frustrated, guys, is because, you know, you never hear about injuries. You never hear about necessarily the truthfulness of the injuries for whatever reason. And I've never figured out why they think that behooves them to do that. But nonetheless, it is what it is, so you just kind of deal with it.
Yeah, and we all will, including Highstar. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Let's talk to Ryan O'Halloran, who covers the Jaguars in Jacksonville. For a long time, covered the Redskins. Good buddy of ours and friend of 106.7, The Fan. Ryan, we'll send people to read your work throughout the NFL season for their fantasy nuggets on the Jags to the Florida Times Union. But tell me about Blake Bortles' starting job. Is it still his after last night's debacle?
No, I think it's over. And, Grant, it's always good to hear you use the word debacle.
Thank you, buddy.
Because that's what it was last night. You know, when you open this Pandora's box, so to speak, I think what you're doing is you're closing it. And if Chad Henne looks functional against Carolina next Thursday night, he's your week one guy. And I don't know why you have Blake Bortles on this roster, because he would be in the same situation as Robert Griffin III a couple years ago. The fifth year option is picked up, and they don't want to play him.
Ryan, how did we get here from that 35 touchdown season a couple years ago? I mean, I've long advocated that Blake Bortles is not good at football, and I think it's important to be good at football if you're going to be counted on as a franchise quarterback. But 35 touchdowns and 4,400 yards happened. How did we fall this far in this short of time?
Well, it's a good point, because for all the mechanical flaws, for all the poor decision making, he still threw 35. So how did he do it? Well, he threw the deep ball. They had a lot of long passes that year. He led the league in that category. Last year, I think he got a little gun-shy. He was afraid to make a turnover after leading the league in interceptions, and that took away some of that aggressiveness, and he, you know, sort of played tentative the whole year. He's on his third coordinator in 4 years, and then this year, I mean, he was having, you know, a okay camp, but then the wheels fell off a couple days in a row, and Doug Marone saw enough. So I just think there was no progress. Has he gotten a lot worse? No. He just wasn't great to start with, and he just hasn't taken any steps forward.
I actually think, way on the outside looking in here, that he'd benefit a lot from a change of scenery. You mentioned three coordinators in 4 years. That's a one-way ticket to not maxing out your potential. Now, I get that he's got weapons around him and there's a few things going his way, but there's also a lot of baggage there. Could he still have a really strong run as a successful NFL quarterback somewhere else?
That would be surprising. You know, a comparable is Alex Smith. He went through all those coordinators in San Francisco, traded to Kansas City, and has flourished. You know, Blake's 11-34 as a starter. You know, it would take a great leap of faith by a coaching staff to give him a starting job. I mean, he'll catch on, I think, as a backup, because he can learn an offense quickly. And chances are he'll start again, but I don't think a team will build their offense around Blake Bortles for a while.
How has the Tom Coughlin effect been felt down there? I get the sense that someone who's of the advanced age that Tom is isn't going to have a lot of patience in terms of building things. So I'd almost say that Jacksonville may be a free agent player next year for a quarterback, as opposed to necessarily drafting somebody. But that's just my hypothesis from afar. What do you think?
100%. This is a team that is not building for 2021, and I think they're trying to get through this season with a running game and defense and special teams, and try to get to 500, have some cap space for next year to maybe trade for an Alex Smith if Kansas City moves on from Mahomes, or assign a veteran. This regime right now is not into drafting a Lamar Jackson 12th overall next year and letting him grow. So I think the quarterback they have for next year is not on the roster and is starting somewhere else right now.
Ryan O'Halloran, check him out. If you've got Jags on your fantasy team, or if you want some nuggets on the Blake Bortles Express, which is derailed at this point. Hey, Ryan, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
All right, take care now, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
That is your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny, with some of the big stories and teams that you care the most about after what was a crazy Thursday in sports. And we can get into quarterbacks last night in the preseason that didn't play well, because Bortles wasn't alone. Tyrod Taylor was so bad that there's controversy today about whether or not the Bills should start a mid-round rookie over him. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. You're listening to Grant and Danny next. Redskins, Packers, Saturday night preseason game two. What do you want to see?
It is Grant and Danny for our pals at Window Nation. We love these guys. We both outfitted our homes with Window Nation windows. Here's what happened. I got my tax bill lowered. I got a credit for that. Every month, I pay less in terms of my utility bills because all the nice energy is kept in and it's efficient. Oh, and by the way, the windows and sliding glass door look great. Make that same move. Limited time offer here with Window Nation. It's the buy two, get two for every two you buy sale.
WindowNation.com. Get a house of windows. Get yourself that $500 gift card that you can use for some back-to-school shopping. WindowNation.com or give them a call. Danny's going to give you the number in a second. And do what I did. Do what Danny did. 65,000 homeowners have done this. They're a top five remodeler, according to Remodeling Magazine, in this country. They do it right the first time. They don't need to come back. They're going to be not only kind to you, but clean, professional, show up exactly when they tell you they're going to. Window Nation is a breeze to work with, and there's no more breeze in the house.
You got
to
call them, 866-90-NATION. You get two free windows for every two you buy. There's no limit, plus 0% interest until 2019, and that Amazon gift card up to $500 for free with the purchase of a house of new windows. 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you, Window Nation, for your home and ours, because it's where you live.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.